its snowy mantle cold and plain. The unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbird sings the song he always sings, and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young and true. Anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within, for the thing that I want most in life's the thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. The one I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that she'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. The one I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. That I would fly away with you.
From the Skybird Studios here in Northumberland, New Hampshire, that was Reg Gibson with Snowbird, a very appropriate tune for this time of year. And I'm DJ Frederick, you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex, mining musical gems from the 1930s to the 70s. So come on in, have a seat on the sofa, we'll balance the stereophonic sound here on WMNBLP 107.1 in North Adams.
How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lies. How deep is the ocean? How high the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel just to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep the ocean, how high the sky? How much do I love you? I tell you no lies. How deep is the ocean? How high the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses I sprinkle with dew? How far would I travel just to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high the sky? How far would I travel just to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the
thank you. with a guy. She stuck to him, but didn't know why. Everyone blamed her, still they all named her True Blue. Nothing, she gave him all. But when he had his back to the wall, who fought to save him, smiled and forgave him, True Blue.
From 1958, K-Star with True Blue Lou. Try saying that three times fast. And before that, Gail Robbins, How Deep Is the Ocean? Well, this is DJ Frederick. You've stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex here on WMNBLP. Woo, take a breath. We've got an easy bake oven for your TV dinners. Have a seat, grab a moxie, and let's see what's spinning on the stereo console.
No letter.
What would you say if it snowed in the spring? Merry-go-rounds didn't have any ring. Night turned to day, baby, what would you say about that? What if a penthouse were one story high? What if a new year began in July? June was passé, baby, what would you say about that? Don't know where I'm at. What do you say about that?
Exploring science in the sea. Salmon, tuna, herring, and other fish aren't just tasty. They're packed with omega-3 fatty acids, healthy fats that may help improve everything from Alzheimer's to heart disease to arthritis. And a recent study found that you might be able to add migraines to the list as well. Migraines affect millions of Americans. They generate sharp pain, nausea, and other nasty symptoms. A migraine can last for hours, and it can make it impossible to work or do much of anything else. And many people have chronic migraines, with many attacks per month. Some small studies had provided evidence that omega-3 from fatty fish could ease some of the migraine symptoms. Researchers extended that work to a larger sample, 182 migraine sufferers. They were divided into three groups. The control group ate a diet that roughly matched the amount of omega-3 found in a typical American diet. A second group got a lot of omega-3 from fatty fish, while a third got the fish plus high levels of similar compounds from other sources. Participants recorded their migraine symptoms. The groups with higher levels of fatty acids from fish reported that migraines were less frequent, didn't last as long, and didn't impair their ability to function as much. And scientists found less of a pain-related chemical in their blood. The researchers say the omega-3 compounds may reduce inflammation in a key nerve bundle in the brain, bringing at least a little relief from the agony of migraines. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Jerry McCain with Jetstream here at the Radio Thrift Shop, Mid-Century Annex. I'm DJ Frederick. Welcome aboard. I hope you're enjoying the tunes from the 1930s to about 1970 in all genres. Pop, easy listening, jazz, blues, folk. We'll play it all here at the Mid-Century Annex.
Thank you.
Circuit City 6 with Poor Butterfly here at the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. I want to say thank you for listening and thank you for tuning in to WMNBLP 107.1, your local low-power FM community radio station. Now, I rarely delve into politics on any of my shows, but we're going to close this out with a song that I think is very appropriate for 2022. So we're going to jump in the time machine and zoom back. Oops, they didn't have Zoom then. To 1945. This is Rosalie Allen.
We hear lots of talk today up and down life's broad highway about whether Hitler died in old Berlin. Here's one thing I'm telling you, you can bet your life it's true. If we forget our boys, then Hitler lives again. Hitler lives. If we hurt our fellow men, Hitler lives. If we forget those who fought where heroes died, that our flag might float on high. If we forget, Hitler lives, Hitler lives. I see buddies here and there, mighty in despair, got no home and got no job and got no friends. If their troubles you ignore, if you turn them from your door, then you can tell the world that Hitler lives again. Hitler lives. If we hurt our fellow men, Hitler lives. If we forget those who fought where heroes died, on high. If we forget, Hitler lives, Hitler lives. your memory